Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hawk Talk. We've got a lot to cover today. Jalen Johnson's injured. The Hawks have lost two straight, but Trae Young did become the second all-time three-point shooter in Hawks history. I'm here with my co-host, EP main man, Colin Madden. Colin, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right, man. You know, not as good as normal. Times aren't as good as they were, but it's all good.
Don't worry, man. Like Young Thug's lawyer, I'm pushing positivity today.
Facts.
Somebody's got to be upbeat right now in the wake of a very tough stretch in the Hawks schedule. As I mentioned earlier, Hawks have lost two straight since we last potted. Jalen Johnson's out for 3 to 4 weeks with a fracture in his wrist, and had better moments. The Hawks are 8-9. They're ranked 10th in the Eastern Conference. They will not be hanging an in-season tournament banner, unfortunately. I know you are really hoping for that one. So yeah, pretty tough stretch. Give me your thoughts about last night's game against Cleveland.
I mean, the second half was pretty terrible to watch. Like it was, I had to turn it off a little early just because it was unbearable. First half we looked all right.
Cleveland's a good team. That has a lot to do with it. Obviously Trae was a little bit off of his game, but he has been playing better. Again, I think injuries play a part. Cleveland, yeah. You know, they're fighting, you know, in season tournament. They're still trying to make their mark. So, I don't know. I'm not ready to like freak out yet. Like, see the rest of the Hawks Twitter is, and even like I saw a funny screenshot of Quinn Snyder. Looked like he was pretty freaked out, pretty intense. It was making its round online. That was pretty funny. But overall, I mean, kind of expected. Like the Hawks are in a very tough stretch of their schedule so far. They've had the fourth toughest strength of schedule in the NBA. And I mean, it's really not going to get too much easier if we're looking down the line over the next like week or so. So we better just find a way to improve on the fly, even though we're a little shorthanded. I think Spurs coming up, it's a road game, but we should be able to win that.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one to watch. It'd be nice to see Wemby against our team. It's always different when the new guy or a guy you want to see is playing your team. So it's like a little more comparable, whereas if you just watch Wemby, you know, when they're playing the Jazz, it's kind of just like, all right, whatever. Question for you though, Pat.
Yeah.
Trae Young, It's safe to say his offensive game, you know, he's figured that out this year.
Yes.
What is up at the free throw line, man? He's missing like a first free throw all the time. It's always a first one. Mm-hmm. And it happens like 2 to 3 times a game now. It happened down the stretch in the the Nets game, the one we went to OT, and maybe in the Pacers game too. What's going on there? Do you have any thoughts or, you know, corrections possibly to Trae's free throw shooting?
So Trae's shooting's been weird. He's shooting just about 36% from three, which is good. That's on the higher end of his career averages. So that's cool. What's strange is his field goal percentage is at an all-time low, 39.3%. As you mentioned, shooting from the line, 87.5%. Most players would love that, but for Trae, that's on the lower end. Usually free throws are a better dictator of what a player's shooting ability is like than threes or field goal percentages. So it's kind of strange. You know, I'm just so glad to see that some of the threes are falling. Yeah, that's what I'm most happy about. I don't know. I just think this is who he is. You know, we've got about 5+ years. How long has he been in the league? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, I mean, I just think this is who he is. He's a good shooter on the streakier end of that spectrum. But overall, you know, he's going to heat up and there are going to be times where he cools off. But yeah, the free throw shooting is a little maddening. Offense isn't the problem with this team. Overall, we're still near the top of the league in points per game, offensive rating, all that. It's once again, defense is the issue for this team. And injuries don't help them.
Yeah, missing Jalen's going to suck with that. Just the two-way defense and the being able to switch on anyone and guard whoever you need. It's going to be tough. I would say, you know, Dre's got to step up in the next minute, but I really don't believe that. Like, I don't think Dre's abilities are what Jalen's are. I mean, offensively, yes, but defensively, like, Dre's good at defense and he can lock some guys down, but I don't know, man. I think this Jalen thing's going to bite us in the ass a little bit and get us behind the eight ball.
I think so. I think it coincides with a tough stretch in the schedule. We got Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Philly, Denver, two games to Toronto, Cleveland.
On the road, like, right?
So those were on the road too, bro. Like, it's going to be an extremely tough stretch. We better win against San Antonio. Otherwise, we are in trouble. And defense has got to improve. But then again, we all knew from the start that Quinn Snyder isn't really a defensive coach. He's an offensive mastermind. So, and his offense is notoriously tough to kind of learn. It takes it takes time to learn it. So, we're entering a very tough stretch. Hopefully we catch some lucky breaks and, you know, Trey and DeJounte heats up, because we're basically going to have to outscore opponent. I mean, obviously you have to outscore opponents to win.
That is how you win. Yes.
Typically you must score more points than your opponent to win games in most scenarios. Mm-hmm. But that is especially true with the upcoming stretch of games and the way this roster is constructed. So the good news is, like, I saw someone posted something funny online. Mm-hmm. It's like, last year we had to like scratch and claw to be mid. This year, like, it's easier to be mid. Like, this
it looks like we're playing terrible and we're around 500, whereas last year we were trying our asses off. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I thought that was a really astute observation. So really, like, this roster is better than last year's. This coach is better than last year's.
That's a take that someone who actually watches the team would have. That's not a, you know, an outside take looking in would go, oh, same old team. You know, looking out, you know, that's totally a better perspective there.
That's one of the main things I've noticed from this team compared to last year. Like, the results so far have been largely the same, but they look better. And then you dig deeper into the statistics and obviously they are more talented. And yeah, so I'm not as worried. We're, like you said, we're about to fall behind the eight ball. Like, I don't see, like, all those teams are rattled off. We're going to be lucky to win like half of those games at best. So we're going to dip in the standings. And then, you know what? The holiday season will be here and we'll go on our patented postseason push. And that's what the Hawks do, man. New Year's comes around and then we flip the switch and we make a run.
Oh yeah, I gotta win now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of used to it. Like, we know, like, Atlanta Hawks October through December, not good. Atlanta Hawks January through March, world beaters.
Facts. A little silver lining about Jalen Johnson being out. AJ Griffin will get some minutes. He's playing.
That's good. He needs it. How do you think his confidence is looking? Do you think he's like,
So the game before Jalen got hurt was the Pace or the Nets game. And AJ Griffin came in the game for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't record a single stat and then didn't get back in the game the rest of the game. So, you know, I am a little worried about him. I really am. I was thinking about it a little bit. This is obviously just speculation and a theory that I was thinking about.
Okay,
I wonder if he's just having a tough time with the Quinn, just learning the Quinn stuff. Because, you know, he probably was able to dive into Nate last year. Fairly simple offense and defense, you know, not much to it. Whereas Quinn's probably a little more in-depth, a little more intricacies that maybe the younger guy's having a tougher time with.
You were saying like theory. Like, I thought you were going to come with some galaxy brain conspiracy theory. No, that's actually a pretty solid analysis. I agree. I think that could be it. You know, Quinn's system just takes longer and he's a second year player. And And last year,
he's the youngest guy in the league last year.
Exactly. And also due to injuries at the beginning of the season, AJ was kind of forced into some playing time and it ended up working out really well for him. And he exceeded expectations. Obviously this year so far has been a step back, but you know what, progress isn't always linear. And if you're asking which coach is better for long-term development, it's going to be Quinn over Nate. So hopefully that's it. I was thinking my like galaxy brain take was going to be more like, if you're asking which coach is better for overall development, I'm going Quinn Snyder. And if you want my galaxy brain take, it's just because, you know what, Quinn knows that AJ's dad coaches the Milwaukee Bucks. So he's like, I'm going to get in his mind by like benching his son. And that's how like we're going to play 4D chess just to kind of get under their skin.
Interesting. Just get him thinking about another team.
Just get his mind off the Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let's get him thinking about what's going on in Atlanta. Get him off his game, which is a real veteran savvy move by Quinn.
All right, Pat, can we talk about this ridiculous tweet from Bally Sports Hawks?
Yeah. I saw you tweeted about it last night, and then I had to jump on it as well. It was basically that
we weren't the only ones.
Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of us piling on. So it was like the Hawks' chances before last night's game of entering the in-season tournament with knockout round. Is that what's next?
Yeah, here, let me just read off the graphic. So first off, the caption is still alive in the IST. Okay. So they didn't word it in a way that's like any ironic. They just, hey, we're still alive. All right, now here's the graphic. Hawks clinch wild card if the following occur. ATL victory plus Knicks loss plus Heat loss plus Celtics loss plus Nets loss plus Hawks finish second in Group A and win tiebreaker over any second place team from another group. What are you talking about? What does this mean? This, like, no one can follow this. This is nonsense.
The level of delusion you need to like follow.
How do you follow this?
That's like the level of delusion I have when I think I'm going to get a date with like Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, well, you know, if 37 things that are highly unlikely happen, bro, I'm right there. Like, it's possible.
And it would be one thing to caption it and be like, guys, listen to how ridiculous of a scenario we need. You know, that'd be one thing, like, haha, look how funny this is. They're like, oh, we're still alive. We have a chance. Or not, there's not no chance. Yeah, technically there's not, but we're 8-9 and have lost 2 in a row. So maybe don't tweet this.
Well, Bally, and it's just, you know, obviously you've got to be a homer. Like, you're going to have like the TV contract. And like, there is like, if Dominic Wilkins or Bob Rathbun came out and they're very negative about the Hawks on like the broadcast, like they would be in deep trouble. And those guys are legitimate legends. So you can only imagine somebody's like social media manager.
I know, right?
Like,
just squirming, trying to think of a caption.
Yeah, like if you go back and like catch old highlights from like Braves games in the 90s, like Skip Carey would, he would just like dog the Braves at times, but like you're not allowed to do that anymore. It's like you've got to be a cheerleader. Like, if you're going to have like this contract with the teams, like you've got to be their cheerleader. And I don't know. I guess that's basically their role. And it's funny. Maybe they are just setting themselves up to get dunked on for engagement, which is kind of a nasty.
But if you're doing that, then you got to do the funny caption. You can't do a serious caption.
You're right. They missed a real opportunity.
Yeah, like, it was there. It was like a layup oop, and they just missed the, you know,
like Clint, like Clint going up for the LAO, like just missed it. And, you know, the ball slipped out of their hands. So, That was as delusional as we thought, especially when the Hawks.
It was very fitting
together.
For the Hawks, though.
Yeah, exactly, and for our fan base, myself included. So yeah, I would agree with that. I mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. Trae Young passed Joe Johnson as the second all-time three-point field goals made as an Atlanta Hawks player. He's like 140 behind Mookie Blaylock at this point. Okay. So Trae, not too far until he becomes the Hawks' greatest three-point shooter of all time. Pretty amazing.
Unless the front office listens to the maniacs on Hawks Twitter and decides to trade him because we lost 2 games in a row without Jalen Johnson. But hey, you know, what do we know on Hawks Twitter? We know nothing, right?
I think that's just the most extreme elements of Hawks Twitter. Like, if you polled the Hawks fan base and you conducted a poll, like, his approval rating's extremely high.
How different would they be after a win versus a loss, though?
That's fair. Like most fan bases, like you swing pretty wildly. So, and the loudest voices get the most attention on Twitter. So like, if you come out and just say something crazy, like you're going to get the most engagement, and that's what you're going to like cut through the noise. But I mean, overall, Trae's shooting is trending up in the right direction. Don't worry about last night. Like, he's moving in the right direction. Yeah. He's still an offensive engine unto himself. And
steel God.
Yeah, that's right. His defense is improving. So, I mean, we've got a point guard that I think 28 teams out of the league would want. Exactly. So, So yeah, I'm not worried about that one. We'll see. We want to hear our listeners' predictions. Tweet at us. Tell us how many games you think the Hawks are going to win out of their next 10 matchups. And then we will, if you get the answer right, we'll give you a shout out on the pod. In the meantime, I'm sticking with my overall prediction that the Hawks are going to just kind of limp across the finish line of this calendar year. And then they're going to flip the switch in January. They're going to be a little bit healthier and they're going to make a run. And I'm stealing your take that they're going to be a 4 seed come playoff time.
All right. So I'm
pushing positivity today.
Just like truly humble under God.
That's it. All right. Colin, are you going to any games coming up? Most of them are on the road.
Yeah, they're mostly on the road. I think my next game I'm going to will be the Nuggets game in about a week and a half or so.
Okay, cool. Jokic, Murray. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be a good game.
All right. All our listeners, tweet at us. Tell us your predictions over the next few games. And then if you're going to any games, send us pictures and videos. We always enjoy that. Until then, we love you. Keep listening. Keep sharing the podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
Have you thought about securing your hard-earned assets? Do you have concerns about the future? Protecting assets is crucial, and that's where Nelson Elder Care Law excels. As a family-owned and family-focused firm, we provide absolute assurance and peace of mind through our trademarked Absolute Protection Trust, tailored services in estate planning, probate administration, Medicaid crisis solutions, guardianship, and conservatorship. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and empower informed decisions. Visit NelsonElderCareLaw.com for asset protection and peace of mind.
Baseball fans, get Fubo to watch your team without cable. Fubo has Bally Sports, ESPN, and more top sports channels. You can record games with the included DVR or stream them on the go with the Fubo app. Start watching today at FuboTV.com. That's FuboTV.com.